it ruined the fun of the joke. I mean, it's just good, clean fun when it's a vegan on fire.
Anybody.
And by the way, even if you shut off Dawn's mic, you'd still hear her.
And Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.
We'll start with this email, rad@radio.com. It's from a name-withheld woman.
Hey, girl.
She writes, I'm just catching up on the shows. I wanted to chime in on the toothbrushing conversation. Yes, we were talking about the routines of how we brush our teeth. Is it wet, the toothbrush? What are we doing here? What is this? Brandon, are you going to stop? Okay, I got it stopped here on my end.
What a Budinsky!
I mean,
man,
it was just a random. Like, is that like the Academy Awards? Are you playing me off?
Exactly.
Am I dragging too much already, Brandon?
I think you were a little trolling on too long.
I was setting up the bit.
See, the machines are taking over already.
Oh God! Don't watch last night's 60 Minutes. Or listen to Tech to You Tuesday tomorrow with Ian. Yes, I'm telling you not to listen to a program endorsed by Rad Radio. Because it is all about how blatantly honest they're being about the machines taking over.
Oh, lovely.
Whatever. I mean, it's out. The cat's out of the bag, kids.
I mean, if they're being blatantly honest about whatever it is they're saying, then there's more stuff they're not saying.
Way to go, Dawn.
That's dark and terrible.
Yeah, there's always more. Yeah, liars just tell you a little bit of the truth, or they're just being transparent.
Meh.
Anywho, we were talking about the process of, let me see if I get whistled off again by my own show. The process of brushing teeth. When you put water on the toothbrush, do you put the toothpaste on? Do you put water on it? Do you swish it? Do you round it? How hard? Anywho, one thing all of the men agreed. Middle
Sorry.
Finger on that.
Sorry.
One of the things all of the men on the show agreed on, well, including producer Nick, who identifies as a man, even though none of us believe it, who was
Nicholas.
Joining us last week, was we all did agree that you have to have a wild amount of blood at the end of brushing your teeth. That's each session.
That's bad.
No, it's good.
Like, are you bummed if there's only a little bit of blood?
I know I didn't do it right. So I go back in, I brush some more.
What's enough?
Until you bleed.
Well, and you
no,
like
I know,
it,
but like, what's enough blood?
It too, Brandon, to where the water is literally watering it down as it goes from a crimson red to a nice light pink on the way down.
Exactly. Yeah. I like to
know.
Go from the dark red to the light pink, and if I still have a little bit of blood by the time I'm done with my shower, that's okay. But it's got to be watered down.
Right. Because remember, he likes to brush in the shower.
Yeah.
For those that are confused.
Okay. So. Okay. That Brandon gives me a thought. Then is that what you're shooting for at some point? You want your spit to be clear, or when you're done,
not me.
Does that signal you're done or no?
Well, I don't want to get out of the shower and look like I had just eaten a bunch of blackberries.
Right.
So, I mean, this isn't because like I know that I'm brushing my teeth too hard. I do know that it is working because it's bleeding, but this is just how it's been for many years.
Oh my God, no.
So I've just been doing it that way and just going, oh, well, this is just normal.
It's damaging. Your gums shouldn't bleed.
You're not going to convince us.
My gums are fine.
Sorry.
My teeth are still in my head.
I don't mean to speak for Brandon. You're not going to convince me because you don't know what you're talking about any more than I do, and neither does the dental industry. This is all made up. This is all everything we do is science and health. You don't know what is or isn't good, and neither do I.
Blood usually coming out of our bodies isn't good, right? Stop the bleed.
Says who?
They're not like, let it bleed, it'll get better. That's not something that...
There are times when it's good that blood is being extracted from your body.
Exactly. Better out than in is what I always say.
And I'm doing it. It's not like somebody else is making me bleed. I'm inflicting it upon myself. So it's therefore very healthy.
Oh, my gosh.
And it feels right.
Oh, Lord.
That has nothing to do with the email. I was just recapping the process of how various people brush their teeth. So this woman says, my routine is number one, wet the toothbrush, which half of you... Brandon, did you wet it first?
Did she just say she wets her toothbrush with number one?
No.
Oh.
No, I said number one is...
First step. Got it.
Are you a toothbrush wetter first? I remember Nick was.
I do. Yeah,
okay.
I just feel better about having a lubed up toothbrush before I put the toothpaste on because I just want it to be a little bit more of a pleasant experience. A dry toothbrush is not very pleasant.
I kind of feel like... I think you, Rob, and I do it the same.
Maybe it's generational.
Baby, put the toothpaste on and wet it. It's all getting wet.
Maybe I'm soft.
But you do both, right, Brando?
Yes.
You wet it again afterwards.
No.
No.
It's just
God.
Wet
okay.
Okay. Toothpaste mouth.
All right, because I think Nick did wet again.
Yes.
Somebody did.
And Brandon, or Kyle, you break the tie. Are you wet the toothbrush and then toothpaste, or is it toothpaste on dry brush and then wet the toothpaste?
It's wet toothpaste, and then it gets wet again before it goes in my mouth.
It was Kyle who did it twice.
All right, so there we go. Okay, so she's wet toothbrush, squeeze toothpaste onto the brush, re-wet the whole thing, so she's right with Kyle. Lucky you. Email her. Brush teeth. She's very meticulous. Brush teeth beginning on the right side. We didn't get into that. Does anybody notice? Do they have a specific? Yes,
I do. I start with my right side.
By the way, since we've been talking about this, we might as well bounce around from subject to subject. Which hand do you use to brush your teeth with?
Left.
You're left-handed. You use your left hand to brush your teeth. You're not ambidextrous, but you're forced both-siderism or whatever because of the way you were raised. So you're left-handed, and you do brush your teeth with your left hand, even though you throw with your right hand.
Yes,
and
but a variety of other things. I could brush with my right hand. Feels totally normal and fine. It's not that it's awkward. I can brush with my right just as well as I can with my left. I just use my left for some reason.
I would look like a special child if I tried to brush my teeth left-handed, even though I was a switch hitter in baseball.
It would look the same. There'd be no difference.
But yes, you always start. Do you know which side you start on? You start on your right side with your left hand. Brandon, do you always start somewhere?
I guess my right, because it's just the closest to my dominant hand, so I'm on my right side. And I have this electric toothbrush, which I just in the last year or two started using. Before I was the analog guy, but now I'm lazy and I like the automatic thing. And so it actually vibrates so the brush is brushing, it goes zzz, and then it goes zzz, and it tells you that you're done with the top right quadrant. So it's timed out for the 2 minutes as it vibrates or whatever, turns on and off, that it tells you to go to the bottom left quadrant. The toothbrush isn't telling you. It's like what was in the instructions.
And you don't know if prior to going 21st century, if you had a routine when you were manually on your own.
It was just by feel. Like I just would just go to the right side, top, bottom, left side, top, bottom, and that's kind of how I've always been.
God, I've never noticed. I think I start on the left side, but I'm really not sure if I've ever noticed. Kyle, do you have any type of, do you have an obsession of which side you start your teeth brushing?
Lately I tried a new habit where I'm switching my hand up first thing in the morning, so I'll brush my left hand now, and it's a lot slower, because I saw this video online saying to start your day off better, and like make sure your brain functions better, which it's not, because I still have problems, but I started using my left hand to brush my teeth, just kind of make sure my brain is rewired a little different in the morning. Yeah. Traditionally, I start with my right hand on my right side and go for the top right back side immediately. Those back top molars. And I start at the top, work my way over the left, and then do the same thing on the bottom.
See, I feel like this is a side street to the conversation, what I'm about to say, because I don't even want the discussion about brushing teeth. I've come to the conclusion the scam part of it is how important they make it, more important than flossing or having a water pick. Because the conclusion I've come to, you can brush for, what do they say, 5 minutes. What is the recommended
2 minutes?
Yeah, 2:30.
2 minutes.
2:30, huh?
It is not getting out what needs to get out. Flossing gets that food out that can turn into the plaque that messes with your gums, right? So do water picks. Because I've brushed, I've done the thing. This is a conclusion for me anyway. I've brushed, I've done what you're supposed to do, and I still brush my teeth. Then I floss. Oh, so much more comes out. Water pick, even more comes out with the water pick than flossing. So it's kind of like this scam of brushing for 2 minutes and that's all you do. You're not getting all the things that need to come out of your mouth. We place so much on the brushing of the teeth. That's why when you go to the dentist, they're like, do you floss? Do you floss? That's great that you brush, but do you floss?
Right. I don't go to the dentist or floss. So she, this no name emailer, she's so meticulous. She knows she starts on the right side, ends on the left. Now, she doesn't point out, does she start on the bottom or the top? Because I know I do know I'm on the bottom and then the top. Yeah. But then I switch over to the top on the other side, I think, and then the bottom to finish. I don't know. I don't pay attention to that. I'm trying to recreate it in my mind, and I think that's how I do it. Then she says, I spit lightly while rinsing the toothbrush off. Okay. Then I brush my tongue.
Oh, yeah, the tongue.
Rinse it all out. Tap the toothbrush 2 times on the edge of the sink to knock. Okay, so way OCD. She's Brandon and Dawn level OCD on this.
Great. I do the double tap. If I'm brushing at the sink, I do the double tap. In the shower.
Okay. I do a tap, but I don't know. Is it double? I need to pay more attention.
Sometimes it's a triple.
Yeah, we didn't get into tongue brushing. That is one thing I do.
Oh, absolutely.
But I know a lot of people gags them.
That your bad breath and all that. There's even those. Are they combs? I don't know what they call them. Like for your
scraper, tongue scraper.
For your tongue.
That's.
Yeah.
I need one. I know I need one. I know my tongue is absolutely filthy. Thank God my fiance loves me and still kisses me. But I just know.
Oh man.
I know it's a problem.
This goes back to the whole we don't know anything that we're talking about thing. This is all personal preference because you're reminding me of a high school, early college days. I don't remember. I was a stupid teenager. Remember, I'm old. We didn't have social media or anything, but I was also a dork. A cool dork who would pay attention, watch the news, etc. And for about, remember, late 80s, early 90s, actually just late 80s, this is the outbreak of the initial stages of AIDS. And there was a report that came out that said it would, and I mean, many reports, like it was on the news multiple days in a row in the newspapers back when we would start our days that way. Kids were talking about it at high school. And we were, again, we didn't have phones. We were literally talking about it. That if you had a film, like a greenish film on your tongue, it was a super duper precursor of you have AIDS or HIV.
What?
Wow. And at the time, I was sexually active, and I was freaking out because—
Were you checking tongues?
When I heard the story—
Yeah.
You know, if, out of curiosity, I was like, wow, really? I go to the bathroom, I stick my tongue out, and I take my teeth— And I scrape from the front to the back, and oh my God, it's like there's this film on it.
So did you think you had AIDS?
Oh, for weeks I was very, very concerned.
And you had nowhere to Google that story further.
No, other than it's appearing day after day after day. Now, the story just kind of faded away. Like, nothing changed. Just faded away, no correction or anything. It must have been senior year in high school. So I think I had my physical coming up because you have to get one before you play baseball. And I asked my doctor about it, and he's like, and I had to get blood work done before the physical. Back then, they did the same way. Sure. He's like, we test anyways for this because it's going around. You're a kid. We've never talked about are you sexually active or not. You don't. You're negative. And that he said, I know the story. I saw it on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
There's no way. But for weeks, this is my thing, is things get out there in the stratosphere, in the ether, and we just believe them and we repeat them. Sometimes there's nothing to them. Sometimes we think there's something to them for decades, and then people just believe them. It's dogma. They go watch the movie. This is what dogma is all about. Remember the whole salt equals high blood pressure. There are still doctors today walking around repeating that, even though you can walk in with a pile of studies from this century going, no, there's no correlation. Doctors still continue to pound that into your head.
I remember you're giving me, you're helping me have a memory of going to my gyno, and I might have been like 17, something like that. I don't remember the age. I remember because the doctor looking at me because I asked about AIDS, and the doctor was like, "You're a female. Why are you asking me this?"
Oh, women couldn't get AIDS in his mind.
You're not a gay man.
Wow.
That was uttered from the doctor's mouth.
You know what? These are fun trips because the ignorance that those of us, and you don't have to be old, you just have to be experienced. Look back on things in your life, the ignorance we display in the moment. Oh my God. I was thinking about this for some reason. I know it was related to producer Nick being in town. And I remember the arguments that we had on this show that I would make over why I was anti-gay marriage. And I think back to it, and I meant them. I wasn't making them to be all verbose or whatever.
Right, just how you grew up.
And I remember producer Nick nailing me on the air at one point because I'm arguing, why can't they just be happy with civil unions? And he's like, so you're in favor of separate but equal? And at the time, you know, I was late 20s. I was all like attitudinal, like, no, it's not the same thing. You know, back to that whole, we don't even know if you choose to be gay. And I'm like, oh, my God, the ignorance that I was. And we do it as a society, and you can look back and go, what straight so women or you weren't a gay man, therefore you couldn't get AIDS.
And when you think about
according
that,
according to a doctor at the time,
right? And when you think about that,
Jesus,
that doctor didn't even think that let's just go with his premise. His premise is you have to be a gay man to get it, right?
Okay,
so if we go with that premise, he also then doesn't believe or didn't then whatever that a gay man would be having sex with a female because a lot of guys did out of fear, like they were trying to not be, right? Because it wasn't a safe place, it wasn't a loving place, it wasn't there. they were like, oh gosh, please don't let this be my life. I got to try and be straight. So that.
And there were bisexuals, like, although they weren't welcome either in the late 80s.
But I mean, the conversation was just, it was short-lit. I'm young, whatever. Okay. I'm not, I don't have comeback questions. I'm young.
No, it makes you feel great.
All right. Well, yeah. I can go nuts. I'm not a gay man. I can't get no AIDS.
I don't even think I was sexually active at the time, which makes it worse because we were told you can get AIDS so many ways. Right back then.
Oh God. Without even spit on.
That's right.
Really?
They look at you.
Touching.
What? They look at you.
Touching someone.
Oh yeah. Drinking out of the water fountain if you don't know who's been there before you.
Oh, come on.
Oh no, I swear.
It's a trip to know you know now and hear that.
When Magic Johnson came back to the NBA. Remember, he left and then he came back. There was all this outrage. Oh, my God. He's going to sweat AIDS onto people.
Yep.
Remember, he has HIV. Yeah. He never was diagnosed into full-blown AIDS.
A million years later, because that's what it seemed like, because you go from that to how much more educated we became about it, I was with someone who found out they had it. And we get in our vehicle, and this person was really thirsty. And they're like, I don't have anything to drink. And they're with me, and I'm like, here you go. And they look at me, they're like, I can't. I'm like, you heard everything we just found out. But because it was so ingrained with them as well, because they grew up the same time, I'm like, just here. So they're under the impression that I'm giving it to them and I'm not going to drink it. And I'm like, oh no, I'm proving a point.
Yeah.
They take a drink, and right after they take a drink, I grab it and I take a drink. I'm like, are we good?
God, right? Next. Yeah. By the way, I first of all, I did not intend for this entire segment to be about everything from brushing your teeth to AIDS, but this is what this show's all about. Just like when I brought up brushing your teeth, none of it was really meant to be focusing on the whole routine. Mm. But I thought it was a cool way to start off the conversation. Ultimately, it was about a survey about whether or not we let the water run while we're brushing our teeth.
Yeah.
And everyone except Dawn, I think, said, I never even thought about it, sort of thing.
I do sometimes. And I see where Dawn was coming from with living in the rural areas where you don't have access to water as easily as those in the urban areas.
And you lose water, so you become conscious of turning that water off.
Yeah. And so, recently, I just have been thinking, when I'm just standing there, I'm going, this water is not doing anything except just going straight back down the drain. So I just am consciously doing it, not because I love the earth and everything, but I do. I just don't want to be a green tree hugger, it's just more of just a conscious thing. I don't really need this right now. I'm turning it off.
The emailer wrote, similar to Dawn's reason, I don't keep the water running while I'm brushing because I grew up in the sticks and we were on a well for water. And my mom put the fear of God in me and about conserving water.
Yeah, because it's not about if you're in the city and you're like, well, it goes back in and apparently they recycle it or whatever. I mean, these are the things we're told to believe, right?
Delicious.
Okay. And because of what she said, okay, fine. That's all fine. But what's coming out now can be used, right? It doesn't matter that it ends up somewhere else. Right now, I should be using it. And if I'm not, then I turn it off.
As we pointed out when this came up, this is one of those things first world countries take for granted, running water and the access to it.
Yes. Does it remind you, Dawn, back when you were growing up on the prairie and you had to walk 100 yards to your well,
God, you hear
dodging
those,
snakes?
You hear those stories and you think it's from a million years ago and it's right now in a third world country where they're walking 10 miles to get a basket. Well, not a basket because it's going to have holes, but basically that size.
Yeah, a bucket.
Right? A bucket of water to bring it back. It's like, oh my God.
And then this woman adds in this. She says, one thing I do while I brush that is apparently weird is that I close my eyes while I'm brushing. I do not know why I do this, but it feels weird if I don't.
Oh, I can see it being kind of meditative, the rhythm of everything, and you're doing something to cleanse your body and take a time to pray. I don't know.
And I'm the opposite. My eyes aren't not only open, I'm focusing on watching my hand go in and out and scrub around.
Well, you're making
around.
Sure blood's happening.
Well, that's true, too.
By the way, you guys want to see the blood.
proving the whole dogma thing, and everybody knows everything until we don't. Adam wrote in early on in the segment and said, guys, just so you know, an email that started with just so you know. Yeah, that's that guy. Just so you know.
About to drop the facts.
Yeah. Bleeding gums is definitely not good and not a good way to measure whether or not you have brushed your teeth well. The redding gums is gingivitis, and you should think about going to the dentist once in a while. Well, thank you, Adam.
I've got gingivitis?
Hey, for me, that's what it was. I mean, we have terrible teeth in our family, terrible gums. And then all the things I've done that are not good for you, eating disorders, drugs, bop, 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 that don't help your gums. It has been the longest. I should have been keeping track. It has been the longest time that I haven't seen blood in the sink. I love it. And I'm like, great. I have brushed. I have flossed. I've even used the water pick. No blood, nothing. It's like a victory for me. It has been at least over a year, I think.
Congratulations.
Oh, I love it. That's good for my gums.
And that's all. Thank you. It's good for your gums. 100%. And that's all that matters when you pop off with your emails, Adam.
Awesome. So I just did that thing where you Google something like you might have gingivitis. And then, if it goes left untreated, it could progress into periodontitis.
No.
Which is a more severe stage of gum disease where your teeth will fall out.
You'll lose teeth.
Great. Yeah.
Says Adam.
And the fact that y'all haven't lost any teeth yet makes me mad. Happy for you.
Oh, doesn't thanks. Sound like it. Hello, so Carlos. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Carlos?
So I got a couple of reasons why I do these things for brushing my teeth. First one, it goes back to the Mythbusters and their poop episode where they prove that there's poop everywhere.
Yes.
And even in a covered toothbrush. So I rinse first. I rinse off my toothbrush to get all that poop off. And the second thing is, and there's no second rinse after the toothpaste goes on. The second one is flossing before brushing. Oh. And in my mind is do that because if the toothpaste is actually doing something for your teeth and if you don't floss, you got gunk in your teeth and toothpaste doesn't get there. So, and I've had this argument or not an argument, but a discussion because I know I'm right.
Good. As long as you know you're right for you, that's the only place I would stop you. The more fascinating one is the first one. So you rinse your toothbrush before you put the toothpaste on it to get the fecal matter off of it. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you're doing this, but the only possible way you're going to do that is if you're also using, like, your thumb to rub it between the bristles as you're rinsing off. And I would ask you, why are you bothering? Because you already acknowledge you are inhaling fecal particles all day, every day, not just your own, but everyone else's. They're in the air, no matter where you are. There's no sterile environment.
It just came back. Like, you rinsed it off, you did your thing, and so he rinses it first.
Yes.
Let's walk this through.
To get the fecal matter off.
Okay. Okay. What is he doing with it while he is now taking the time to put the toothpaste on it? Because that's enough time. For
yes.
It. Okay.
Because they're in the air. That's true.
And, hey, if that I get it though. If that makes you feel good, do it.
That is all that
it's
matters.
It's just when we think it through, we're really not doing anything.
And with that logic, you have to rinse off your floss as you pull it out of the little container thing
that's
before
true.
You put it in your mouth. Because once you pull it out of the container, it's exposed to fecal matter.
Let's get to Win Rob's Change. We do it every morning at 6:30 and 9:30. We have had 8 guesses and 8 clues. If you can figure out the correct answer, because we really narrowed it down. By the way, we did confirm the guess was, if you weren't here, you don't know, but if you know, you know. The guess was, as I said it, Dawn had a much lower number
oh
that she
God,
thought she heard.
Oh my God, I heard something totally different.
So but it
funny.
Was, as I said it, repeated it.
Y'all heard it, I didn't.
So you have a very small window between the floor and the ceiling, so if you can figure out the correct answer, you will win it right now. Phone number is 888-989-9811, caller 18. Gets to win Rob's Change.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show.